This is DJ Harvey or Elita. I will say both names, I don't know why, but it's the same thing. I guess I should just say DJ Harvey, even though I think it's super ridiculous. Don't know. So, how are you guys? I hope you're okay. Today, it's pretty sunny outside, but also pretty cold for some reason. So, it's one of those like sunny, chilly days, which are nice, I guess. I don't want to go outside, and I have to, but yeah, whatever. Mila, are you going to say hello?
No thanks.
No thanks? Can you just say hello, like, once?
No.
No? Okay, great.
Because I'm just playing with this shotgun.
Okay. So, well, I guess she's not going to say hello. But anyways, I've got some pretty cool tunes today. I am thinking you're going to enjoy this. Because I did enjoy it when I made the playlist. I made it today, actually, because I hadn't time before. So, yeah, just had to do it today in the morning, which is fun. So I'm going to listen to these songs for the second time today, which is cool. Anyway, this is James Young and Parachute.
Can read your mind. see your skin turn red when you lie. If you don't wanna tell me nothing, then you can go straight to hell. Now I'm gonna tell you something. You fucked this up yourself. I'm pulling up my parachute, and I'm jumping from the plane we flew. First I'm gonna tell the truth, but then I'm burning my bridge to you. One step was all it really took, and I don't know your story, but girl, I've read your book. If you don't wanna tell me nothing, then you can go straight to hell. But first I'm gonna show you something. You fucked this up yourself. I'm pulling up my parachute, and I'm jumping from the plane we flew. First I'm gonna tell the truth, but then I'm burning my bridge to you. I'm afraid of your disease. I'm pulling up my parachute, and I'm jumping from the plane we flew. First I'm gonna tell the truth, but then I'm burning my bridge to you.
Okay, so that was the psychedelic first and Love My Way. Just a second. Mila, didn't you want to see the alpha blocks? Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to find them. Yeah, so she asked me for a program and then she was like, why is Willy Wonka not on anymore? I mean, hello. But yeah, that was a cool song, wasn't it? So I'm sorry if I'm distracting you from like work or important things. It's not my intention, I guess. Maybe it is. I don't know. Like, I don't really know why I do this show. I guess just to like practice talking to people because I don't talk to a lot of people. Yeah, I don't like going out and talking to other people. I don't know. Maybe like, well, actually, I feel like I'm talking to myself a bit. I don't know. Does that count like talking to people? Because I also feel like I'm talking to you guys. You know what I mean? But since I don't get a lot of feedback, like some of you do talk to me and that's cool. But then I don't know if I'm doing like a proper good job, I guess. I don't know. So yeah, also sharing like the music that I like. For some reason, don't know. It's fun, I guess. Why should I always question why I do things? Oh, I just did it again. Sorry. Anyways, let's play more music because I'm just rambling as always. This is Future Islands Seasons.
Yeah.
So that was Blonde Redhead and Particulier, whatever. Before that, they played Future Islands Seasons Waiting on You. And so, yeah, how many listeners have I got at this point in time? Let's see, 8 listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in. I know who some of you are. I guess Anton and Stochastics and Pasternak. Ah, I always want to say like your last name, but I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly, even though you taught me how to pronounce it. But yeah, there you go. Andy Pandy, I don't know if you're there. If you're there, thank you for listening. Nigel, if you're there, thank you for listening. And who else? Marco and whoever is there, thank you. I would like to give you some more like shout outs, but you've got to tell me if you're there so that I can do that. And what else? Don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna play more music because this is a long playlist and I don't know if I'm gonna have enough time to play all of them, but I'll try. This is TV on the Radio, Staring at the Sun.
Casually
Right, so that was St. Vincent and Crew. Before that, I played TV on the radio, staring at the sun. I don't know if I already said that. So yeah, stop it, guys. There's someone on Mastodon, Stochastics, threatening to like eat me, which is super creepy, just because he likes Mexican food. I'm not food. I'm a human. I'm a person. I'm not actually food, though. So please do not put sauce on me or whatever. That's just, you know, Buffalo Bill level creepy. So do not eat me. Okay, anyway, what else? Moondoggy, Marco, hello guys. I'm glad you joined me and stuff like that. Yeah, I also love the way, you know, Annie Clark plays the guitar. She's brilliant as heck. But I don't know, I usually do not talk about the music that I play because I feel a bit weird talking about music. You know how DJs and stuff, they talk about music like they're experts in music? I don't like doing that because I feel like I know absolutely nothing of it. So I just like it and I play it and that's it. What else? More music. This is Loma, Relay Runner.
Thank you.
That was Santa Gold and Rendezvous Girl. Before that, I played Loma Relay Runner. So, how did I get into music? I've been asked on Mastodon. Well, I don't know. Like, my dad had a record store when he was super young and stuff. And then in Monterrey, where I was born. But I had nothing to do with it because I was born like a million years after that. But what was interesting about that story is that he used to hang out, like, after he closed the store in a park that was nearby. And you know who else hung out there? Fidel Castro, for some reason, that Cuban dictator guy who died recently. And yeah, that was weird. It's interesting because I don't know anyone like that. So, yeah, my dad had a record store. He was a lot, like, into Elvis and stuff like that. And he played the guitar and things. And then, I guess my brother, he liked a lot of, like, rock and roll and alternative music and stuff like that. Like, heavy metal and stuff. Not into heavy metal at all. But, yeah, he was. And then what? I don't know, I like, my mom used to like pop music, and so do I. I like pop music. And then I got into, like, music for some reason. Oh, yeah, when I was, like, a teenager, I used to, like, help, like, local DJs to promote their shows in Monterrey and on the internet. And so I guess just like that, being like involved in stuff like that got me into music and listening to a bunch of stuff and just trying to find like more things that I like. I always like the same chords for some reason. It's like they kind of sound nice to me in my brain for some reason. I don't know if it has anything to do with like ADHD or anything. Don't know. I just like music. Don't know. It's something that people get into without too much thought, I guess. I'm just like straying off topic, I guess. This is MGMT, and When You Die. I was gonna say MJT, like the name of one of our DJs, one of our Anon Radio DJs. I was gonna say, like, this is MJT, but this is not MJT, this is MGMT, When You Die.
I'm gone.
And the Deconstruction. That's from their new album, actually. But I have not listened to it all, just to this song, and I quite liked it. So hopefully the rest of the album will be as awesome. And before that, I played MGMT, When You Die, which actually sounds like a very aggressive song. Like, the lyrics are quite mean and, you know, just weird. But there's a Reddit thread that I found where this guy Andrew, one of MGMT, MGMT members, he wrote about it. Well, he didn't. He just like wrote the lyrics for some reason, and then people are speculating what it's about. And I don't know what it's about, but I think it's mostly like, you know how people just say mean things all the time, like on the internet and stuff. And well, it shouldn't mean anything. Hey, like, they're just, you know, crap, hey, like words and stuff. What?
The window with ice.
Why is the window with ice?
Yeah, why?
There's not ice on the window.
Yeah, I see it.
I think you are saying wrong. There's no ice. I don't know what you're saying. Anyway, Mila, I'm gonna play another song and then you can tell me all about the imaginary ice. So yeah, another MGMT song actually, but this is another single. This is Little Dark Age.
Lying on its side. humans not the same, coming from denial.
Okay, so that was Pop Weird Milk and This Close. So this is it. I have no more music for today. I actually was gonna play Charlotte Gainsbourg, but I changed my mind because that was a long song. That was 6 minutes long, so maybe on Thursday. I was thinking, though, that maybe I'm going to stop doing the Thursday show because I get quite busy on most Thursdays. I have to go out with Mila to playgroup and stuff. So sometimes I can't make it and then I feel bad about it, but I don't know. But I'm going to try to make it this Thursday because everything